What are you superstitious of? Black cats? How about breaking a mirror or stepping on a crack? Today, Speaking to Spirits talks about superstitions around the world. Apologize for some of the audio issues in this podcast. We tried a new microphone and it's not working so well. Hi everybody, this is Colleen with Speaking of Spirits, and I'm here today with my co-hosts, Gina and Kate and Susie. And we are today going to talk about superstitions, and I kind of like this because we share a lot on our paranormal page about superstitions, right? We ask people to post their favorites. And it's amazing what people come up with, stuff that you've never heard, right? So we all took like different superstitions, different themes on superstitions. So I can't wait to hear y'all. So, who wants to go first?
I'll be happy.
You're trying to go first.
Okay. So I was looking up like specifically superstitions in Scandinavian countries, because nice. Some American ones, I wanted something different. The funniest one that I found was that in Sweden and Denmark, if you're accepting a piece of cake, you have to be careful, because if it falls on its side in one country, they'll believe that you'll never get married, and then the other one
is false.
Yeah, it's false. The other country believes that if it falls, you'll get a crazy mother-in-law. So either way,
it's bad.
It's bad. Yeah. And then the other superstition that I found that was really funny to me was in Denmark. And in Denmark, if you leave your flag up after sunset, it's supposed to be an invitation to the devil. And so you just don't want to be that neighbor. And
wow.
I couldn't find any background on why. Really, yeah, I thought
I don't heard those at all. God, you could so screw with somebody by shaking the cake plate.
Oh, cut it wider at the top, narrower at the bottom.
I've not heard those.
Either that, or that's when you have your witch's flag out to let your neighbors know and keep it up in your yard.
Just see it. You're just in town.
Wow. What did you have, Susie?
So, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Because I had several of them that involved, I was kind of curious about you know, some superstitions that we'd have with my family, such as fairy rings, because we just knew not to step into them. And those are, you know, pretty much everybody knows about those. Don't step into them or you dance.
Well,
So I got a couple of them, but wait till I get to the mirror. So the fairy rings would appear in our grass at our place usually. It'll be like a dark ring of grass, a darker ring, or a lighter ring, or it'll be mushrooms all in a row, which scientifically we know that's just the end of the mycelium and the fruiting bodies. But throughout Celtic history and other, English, Germanic type, tribal history, it is where the little people or the fairies don't step in there because that's where they would dance at night. And if you stepped in there and interrupted anything, they could either take you away and you'd never come back, or they would make you dance until you died.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we were never...
Hocus pocus going on.
Yeah, they did not step in them because if also another thing is if you stepped in them, that brought the fairies' attention towards you. And when I was growing up, fairies weren't nice.
They're not always cute.
So, but the other interesting one was that it's kind of a common like theme in my family. We don't look into mirrors at night when we get up. If we have to get up to use a restroom, we don't look into them in the bathroom. If there's one in our bedroom, we don't look into them. And I thought, what is the basis of that? So I started digging a little bit, and in some cultures, they will actually say, don't put a mirror in your bedroom, especially not facing your bed, because it tends to steal energy.
Does this say anything about sleeping bed? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. That's different.
No, I'm just, anyway, strobe lights are good.
Yeah,
but so don't now why? Because it steals your soul?
It steals the energy.
Or the energy.
The energy of your soul. There are other ones, for example, so last night when we did our investigation, we stepped into a bathroom that when you shut the door, it produced an infinity mirror.
Oh.
And that just struck me. Yeah. And I was, see, that we got heebie-jeebies. And I started looking that one up as well. And that also stated something about where it will actually distort your soul. It stops it from progressing. Because it kind of does almost like a loop, like a feedback loop, and not to have those. And I thought that was really interesting. There's other traditions, maybe not always negative, but there's other ones like don't pass a mirror by a dead person because it steals their soul. Cover the mirrors when you have someone passing away.
Yeah. Especially in Jewish culture,
yep.
In Jewish tradition, they will hang for those reasons, but also so that you don't become self-conscious or thinking of yourself more than the person who passed by,
exactly.
Looking in the mirror, see tears, things like that. So they keep all the mirrors covered.
And it's the same thing with Celtic too, because that's real common for them during wakes to cover all the mirrors in the home. And you just don't have them out.
I never thought of it though as
yep.
To think about yourself during
it's
the time of mourning. I always thought it was for the soul.
It is, but it's also, it's also, well, that's why I was founding as well, is it's also part of an ego thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
you should be allowed to grieve
freely
without being like, oh my gosh, look my face is red or puffy.
But on the lighter side,
that's why the Celtic have wakes, though. I'm sorry, but the Irish wake, when I go, throw a party, drink all the whiskey you want.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then there's other fun traditions where if a newlywed is going to get married, just before the wedding ceremony, if they look into a full-length mirror together and both say, I do, then their souls are tied together forever. And I liked that one. I thought that was kind of nice. But then they also said, don't give a mirror as a wedding present because that can do bad luck. What else? Oh, goodness, there's so many out there. I just was kind of like, wow.
Did you check into why is it considered bad luck if you break a mirror?
Yes, because it splits the soul in too many pieces. And that's why they say to...
I am so screwed.
To count that. You're supposed to gather all the pieces together into a bundle, go bury them, and take one piece left and touch it to a tombstone. That's a superstition to counteract that. Which I thought that was really interesting. There's a few others in there. I mean, like, there, I've got pages and pages of it, but,
when we come back to scriptures, let's hear some Egyptian ones.
I did, like, Egyptian or Middle Eastern in general. My first husband was Middle Eastern, and he would crack me up sometimes with some of their superstitions. Never whistle in your house. It invites the devil.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yes. Never whistle in your house. It invites the devil. Another one, never put your shoes upside down. In Egyptian culture, it's very offensive. It's offensive to the gods. It's offensive to, because they'll often take their shoes off when they come into someone's home for some reason. My husband said he thought the reason behind that was when they're upside down, it's easier for like a scorpion or something to crawl into your shoes so that you might get bit. But I thought that one was really, I don't know, it was kind of funny, but he would freak out. This big grown man was like, don't put your shoes upside down, or don't whistle in the house. Don't whistle in the house.
So the whistling thing, because my kids were talking about that too, is so Native Americans do not whistle after dark. That's what they were telling us. Don't do it. Asians, same thing. Don't whistle because you're attracting evil spirits, especially after dark. Now, European cultures whistle after dark, you know, especially if you're crossing through a graveyard to dispel them.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, the contradictory belief systems.
Yeah.
One of the other ones was leaving scissors open brings bad luck.
I think that
one is maybe because you go to reach them and you cut yourself or something, but that is just, I don't know. It's weird.
Can you run with them closed?
There's a few people we could experience.
There was a Seinfeld episode where George ran with scissors and it was awesome. Just saying.
So funny. And the black animals. Just like we have the superstitions with the black cats and stuff.
Cats are amazing. They bring magic.
They do. And my theory, really wrong, is it's harder to see black animals. So maybe people were more likely to trip on them or be startled by them. And that's why they considered them bad.
Black dogs are the least adopted dogs.
Cats.
In kennels. And so they have a lot of times, like animal control, they will reduce the adoption fee of a black dog. And they have black dog adoption days, actually. Like with Murphy, the shepherd that I adopted, they were really happy that I'm like, what is, it doesn't matter to me the color of the animal. It was his personality, although I kind of regret him sometimes. But still, you know, he's a good boy.
So another interesting thing that we kind of looked into in the past, because I have two black cats and one white cat in my house. And for some reason, the black cats, whenever we take a bath or a shower, have to be in there watching us. They get up either inside the shower on a shelf in the window and watch us, or in the tub and watch us. But every single time.
All of my cats have done that.
Not my white one. And I looked it up and I was seeing kind of a across the board thing on comments on the internet that it's black cats for some reason.
Well, that's weird. Yeah, all of my cats have done that, regardless of color. They're all purrs. Just saying. So,
I think like black just in general is like a negative color. And like with dogs, we think of the grim and like. That kind of superstition.
Yeah, because that is a superstition. If you see a black dog, it could mean death coming or death of you coming, but it could mean that you saw a black dog.
Yes. Murphy.
And you can have a superstition of like not adopting black cats and use for satanic like rituals and stuff.
You know, just make sure that your cats and dogs are locked. So I was looking up some specifically Old West, like Western superstitions, because the one I grew up with was you never place a cowboy hat on a bed, ever. Yeah, any hat, but particularly cowboy hat. Hats do not go on beds. And it says that placing the hat on the bed brings misfortune. At worst, it will bring injury or death to you or a loved one. Yeah, so like if I see a hat even trying to tumble onto a bed, I will leap across a room to prevent it. I'm like, no. Also, the theory is that your hair contains evil spirits, and if the hat goes onto the bed, then the bed, so the evil spirits, right? So who knows where that came from? One of the theories is that it's not, it's static. And so your hair would move around, but I don't know. There are several Old West, and this one I know because this I was taught as a little kid with my horses, that knots in a horse's mane means they were visited by fairies.
Well, I kind of like that.
I like that. Zephyr always has knots in his mane.
It's I can imagine he has a lot of fans and followers. We can get another way.
The same one for humans and dogs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Don't compete with change in your pocket. Like, if you have loose change in your pocket, don't go to a rodeo and compete. Like, don't ride a saddle bronc or a bareback bronc or barrels or anything. You never compete with loose change in your pocket. Because it means that you won't win.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this one, of course, this I think comes from the whole you never change the name of a ship or an airplane or a horse, things like that. You give them stable names or nicknames, but you don't change the name. Like, you never change the name of something because it's very bad luck to do that. Particularly in the Navy, it was a big deal. Like, the ship is, that's it, man. So once it's christened, and then it's always christened. Where is it? I read something about that it's usually christened by a ship is christened by a widow, I think. She's the one that will crack the bottle against the bow. And I'm not sure. Women were always considered bad luck. And maybe if she's a widow, that has been broken or something. I'm not sure, but usually it's women who christen a ship, but they're allegedly bad luck. But tell that to any of us gals in the Navy. So they say eat a hot dog before competition in a rodeo. I don't think that's probably a really good idea.
Change at the tip.
Yeah, there you go. And I heard this in the horse show circuit when I showed horses wear two different socks on the day of the in the competition arena.
Well, that goes with a lot of sports too. There's a lot of guys that'll wear different socks or underneath, like if they have team colored socks, they'll wear different or wear one like little footy, black footy and a white footy underneath them or something.
And then shave before rodeo, guys. They say that if you're going to hit the rodeo ring, you always shave because Lady Luck likes a smooth face.
That's cute.
So, yeah. Anyway, I thought those were some interesting. Were there more on the superstitions? Or?
That's probably kind of it for now, except for just the repelling of negative energy as well by hanging mirrors outside your home.
Mm-hmm.
And if not,
absolutely.
If you don't have a mirror, some kind of shiny buckle or something brass to reflect the energy and negative energy back.
I wonder if that has to do with why chimes are good luck on the outside of a house, because they're kind of shiny when the light hits them and sun catchers. All of those things are supposed to bounce off.
But I do have a mirror on deck. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, wind chimes are supposed to repel negative energy, right? Yeah. So I need enormous wind chimes.
I think that's funny because those things are supposed to like bring in fairies too.
So,
well, I have an interesting question for all of you. Have any of you had something happen from a superstition before?
Well, I don't know.
Did you ever like break in bad luck, or did you ever walk under?
Done that and wondered, like, I wonder if that's why this happened or what. But and then I move on with life and I forget all about it. So I don't know, honestly, because like walking under a ladder, I have to do that all the time because I'm always doing maintenance on the house or the barn or something. So I have to go under a ladder.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Some of them,
but I do try. If I walk under it, I try to come back
and
undo it.
It's an interesting story from my childhood because, of course, somebody says not to do something, we're gonna do it. Okay, so my sister had made a chocolate Christmas house when she was younger. And so the walls were dark chocolate. The top was white chocolate and it had all these little candies stuck to it everywhere. Well, we had all left and went on vacation for like a week. And my cousins were supposed to come over and check on the house and things like that, but they lost our house keys.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it was all locked up. They said no one had ever come in, but we got home and my sister's house had all the teeny tiny candies gently removed and set to the side in little piles, little rows, and the white chocolate roof was gone. Okay. Something had eaten it. But we watched, or we followed, like, you know, little trails of crumbs and stuff. But then we started seeing little throw-up spots. Little tiny throw-up spots that went from her room. It was in the basement, right? So went from her room into the living room and over into a storage room that we never used. Towards a window that you can't get out because it's real tiny in those old-fashioned basements. Mm-hmm. And there was a little tiny footprint. And we never could figure out who or what or anything, and it just disappeared. So I don't know, but I like this. It was creepy.
Well, my grandfather had me convinced, and to this day, I'm kind of like, did this happen or not? Because my grandfather liked the whiskey a lot. And so he had me convinced that I saw fairies one night and leprechauns. Now, I wasn't drinking the sauce because I was only like 7 years old, but I distinctly remember. So in the Sierra Nevadas, in a certain altitude, it's a very, very specific altitude, manzanita grows. And if you've never seen manzanita, it's incredibly, it's one of the hardest woods there is. And it's a shrub, but you can sculpt it into trees, really, really hard wood. And so we had a lot of manzanita under the pine trees. And he's like, look, look. And he shines a light, and I'm convinced to this day that it's probably a raccoon, but I'm just saying, he had me convinced. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, could it have been a little person? I don't know. Or a little fairy or something? I don't know.
Well, when I flew to Ireland in 2011, there was a leprechaun on our plane. And I mean, a human leprechaun. Oh. He was 4'8". Bright red hair, beard, mustache. He was wearing regular clothes. I was just like, I'm like, click and taking a picture. I'm like, there's a leprechaun. So it's interesting, the things that you see. So do you guys have any superstitions that you still do?
I will not put a hat on my bed. Now, I was also told that this could be a Greek Indian thing. I'm not sure. So my mom dated a guy who was Creek Indian for a long time. Creek? I think
Creek.
He's
Creek?
Creek.
Yeah, I think so.
Creek. And he said something about you never put the head of your bed facing north, I think, or east. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember my bed faced that because it was the only wall I could put my headboard on. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know, but he's like, no, it's bad luck. I'm just telling you, it's bad luck, but... I don't know.
There is one that my family does, even to this day, is when we're driving over a bridge or a cattle
car. Oh, you lift your feet up.
Lift your feet for trolls.
Because
mm-hmm. if you don't, then it's bad luck and the trolls will get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lift your feet. Yeah.
Lift your feet.
Yeah, the troll ones we do. Definitely had to teach my daughter about fairy circles because now she thinks it's funny and will like run towards them. And she's like, why is mom so like freaked out about it. So that one I practice, spilling salt.
My grandmother she was a card player, like big time card player. So she always said, if you're losing at cards, you stand up, you circle your chair clockwise, you sit back down, you throw salt. And then you'd start winning again. I think I screwed up, though. I think probably I'm going counterclockwise or something, but I always remember going clockwise around the chair. And so she swore by it. She swore by it. She said it would win. She would start winning after that. If I spill salt, mm-hmm. I always pinch.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a superstition or not, but right now there is a cinnamon stick underneath my pillow. And that's supposed to bring in good fortune mm-hmm. and prosperity.
Yep. Front, was it? No, was it you?
Yeah.
I was like, I was just somebody about that. You put some kind of a coin into your welcome mat. You put sprinkle cinnamon on your doorway.
Yeah. Under the welcome mat. I haven't done that
one. I blew cinnamon.
I do.
Life.
That's what I do.
And it came right back in my face. So
intention is as powerful as anything else. Yeah. So I'm blowing because I'm blowing out to the universe that I need good fortune and
abundance. I just because I was like, oh, right back at you.
My daughter and her, like a couple times ago, it came back in her face. But we also put peppermint water too with the rune of Thayu for prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor kid, so she got cinnamon in her eye and took the hand. She had peppermint oil and. So safety goggles and little
gloves.
Any mom,
yeah. They use right. Actors use peppermint oil to cry if they can't produce the tears because of a memory. They'll put peppermint oil like right under their eyes so it produces tears, and that's how they cry for the movies. I'm just saying.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Anyway, I thought this was a good topic. I liked it. This was funny.
You've been listening to Speaking of Spirits, powered by Pocatello Paranormal Research in Pocatello, Idaho. Thank you for joining us today. We're glad you could be here. If you're enjoying the podcast, please do us a favor and go to whatever platform you are listening to the podcast on and give us a review. We prefer the 5-star reviews. This helps us know how we're doing, and it helps others to find the podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you on our next podcast.